This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 20% of electricity now comes from renewable sources in the U.S. About the same proportion, 20%, comes from nuclear plants. Compared to fossil fuel, nuclear generation is much cleaner, until it's not. Then there's the waste, where in some cases only half the radioactivity goes away in 24,000 years. Some advocates want to boost nuclear power in the U.S., pointing to France, which gets about 70% of its power from splitting atoms. In the U.S., the future of nuclear depends a lot on its cost, Julia Simon reports.
On the California coast, wedged between the Pacific and hills of wild mustard, is the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant. This is where Kristen Zaitz works as an engineer. She's the co-founder of Mothers for Nuclear.
Why am I such a big fan of nuclear?
Mostly because nuclear is pretty much carbon-free, which Zaitz says is critical for the climate emergency.
We're in another drought. It feels like Groundhog Day here. It's just, well, what are we going to do about climate? So I'm just really thankful that we have nuclear energy.
Diablo Canyon makes nearly 10% of California's electricity for now. In the next few years, the plant's scheduled to begin closing, and it's not the only one. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says 4 U.S. nuclear generators are scheduled to go dark this year. Zaitz says if the U.S. wants to reduce emissions, closing these plants doesn't make sense. There are plans for new, smaller reactors, but Edwin Lyman of the Union of Concerned Scientists says they still need government approval.
The amount of time and money that you actually need to put into developing new nuclear technology is extremely significant, and it can't really be rushed.
So I am rooting for nuclear, but nuclear has the hardest path.
Dan Kamen chairs the Energy Resources Group at UC Berkeley. Though a fan of nuclear, he says when you compare nuclear to renewables, you can't ignore nuclear's glaring financials.
End-of-life costs for nuclear are some of the highest out there. They are in the billions.
He says solar, wind, and batteries don't involve spent fuel rods. And he says they're cheaper, providing reliable electricity without the specter of nuclear accidents.
So nuclear comes with risk, and it also comes with significant cost risk.
But there's a move in the Senate to help the industry with those costs. Some lawmakers are proposing tax credits for some existing nuclear plants. Kamen says given the push to decarbonize, he wouldn't be surprised if some plants set to close are given a second chance. I'm Julia Simon for Marketplace.